From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Inherent vice is the tendency of material to deteriorate because of its own essential instability. It's also the title of the latest novel by Thomas Pynchon. And Alan Chews has our review.
Let's hear it for the mysterious Mr. Pynchon, known for his bloated masterpieces. This time, he's written a deliciously composed dark comedy, and he brings it in under 400 pages. The book is a noir detective novel about Southern California in the late 60s, early 70s, and it plunges ahead full steam with a story about the abduction of a millionaire developer and the short and stoned hippie private eye named Doc Sportello who goes in search of him. She came along the alley and up the back steps the way she always used to. Back then it was always sandals, bottom half of a flower print bikini, faded Country Joe and the Fish t-shirt. After reading those opening lines, I found myself charmed and pleased with the way Pynchon meets the genre square and fair. The woman in question in that opening paragraph is Shasta, an old girlfriend of Private Eye Doc Sportello, the psychedelic detective whose company is known as LSD Investigations. LSD stands for Location, Surveillance, Detection. She leads Doc on a merry chase even as he's pursued by the cops and accompanied by a cohort of hippy-dippy characters. Of course, in the Pynchon tradition, there's an overarching menace, a spy outfit-turned-drug cartel known as the Golden Fang, and keeping with the tone of the genre to which Pynchon is paying homage, there's a running, mostly mock discography of 60s music, from surfer songs to para-Beatles tunes, and the lyrics of a number of other songs Doc picks off his radio, stuff like a parody of a black surfer song that he calls Soul Gidget. I'll give it a try. Who's that strolling down the street? High heel flip-flops on her feet. Always got a great big smile. Never gets popped by juvenile. Who is it? Soul Gidget. Whatever you think of the 60s, or maybe you don't think anything about it, this book may sing to you, too.
The novel is Inherent Vice by Thomas Pynchon, and when Alan Chews isn't trying to sing, he teaches writing at George Mason University.